Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. And our blog is ready for you, folks. It's ready to go. Just check it out when you get a chance. If you go to my website, top left corner, just click on Jim's blog, and it'll take you there. And I think you'll find that what I like about our blog so far, at least, is that everything that's going on today in the lives of our show, in the life of our show, and the things that we do, and the things that I write, everything that's going on is right there, right on one page, one sheet. And also, if you want to go back and look at what happened yesterday or the day before, we do that for you too. So check that out. And that's the articles and the archives of the interviews that we've done either on that day or on past days. So hope you'll check it out. And that's at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Elise Bennett is with us. She's our good friend and longtime member of our Brain Trust. She is one of our top marketing experts. She's the author of Self-Promotion Online and Designing Websites for Every Audience. She's our good friend. Elise, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Good to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always. Elise, we've been doing a little series on buzz marketing, and one of the things that I know you want to talk about today a little bit is the concept of telling stories when you talk to people about your business. And I really see that as an element of buzz marketing, because as you've taught us, Elise, buzz marketing is when other people get kind of excited about what you do and they tell other people, isn't it?
It is, and the easier you make it for people to spread the word, certainly that's what creates buzz. So we could say that stories make it easier for people to spread the word.
Well, don't stories make you more interesting? When people tell a story, don't you feel that makes people more interesting? And don't we all want to gravitate towards interesting people?
Definitely, I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when we're talking about telling stories, how do we use this in our marketing?
Well, one of the main things you have to do, instead, for example, if someone asked me what I do, I could say I'm a marketing consultant, and often the conversation just stops right there.
Right.
But if I say, well, I teach people how to promote their services, then someone might say, tell me more about that. And then I can tell a story about someone that I've worked with and the results that came out of working through my mentoring program, for example. And by that time, if I have told the story properly from a marketing perspective, then the person I'm talking to is kind of nodding along and thinking to themselves, I think I need someone to help me with that too. Or, that happened to me too.
So instead of reciting your catalog or your brochure, you play a little movie for them.
Exactly. Exactly. And it has to be told in a certain way, because you need to make sure that the characters, which are your prospects or your clients, are someone that the person you're talking to can identify with, and their situation as well. And you have to be really specific about what you actually did and what they actually did to answer, what are usually obvious questions about how you work.
Mm-hmm.
And also to reinforce the aspect of your work that you want them to see. Because you're in control of the story. But most important is that you focus on the outcome that results from the effort. You know, how you were a hero, basically, and saved
the day. Well, let's talk about, before we talk about how to conduct this the storytelling, let's talk about how to get into the storytelling. Because I think that might be the tricky part for some people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm concerned that it is. And I keep thinking about something I learned in sales training many years ago called the similar situation close.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with that?
I've heard of it, but tell me more.
Well, the similar situation close. See how deftly she did that, folks? The similar situation close is where someone is you're talking to someone about a business deal, and they sound like they might be interested, but they need a little bit of comforting. They need to be made to feel a little bit more comfortable about their decision. And so what you do, instead of trying to close them and saying, you know, it looks like you're ready to buy, or using one of the more aggressive closes, you say, let me tell you about another customer of mine, what the challenges or the situation that they had, and how we help them with that.
Mm-hmm.
And so you tell them the story. And
exactly.
and the story is quite often a composite of customers. It may not be a specific customer. And of course you never use a name, but you, by telling that story, it's amazing how prospects will warm up to you if you can tell them a real story about something that, you know, at least that you tell them that actually happened. And even if it didn't happen, if it helps them to understand what you're talking about, some people need stories to connect with you, don't they?
Definitely.
So that's what I think about whenever I want to do what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I get started by thinking of the similar situation close.
Mm-hmm. You want to hear one of my stories?
I can't wait.
All right, so let's say someone says, oh, marketing mentor, what is it that you do? And I might say, well, for example, I'm working right now with a copywriter, and he dreaded making cold calls. But he also knew that it was the only way to get his business off the ground.
Got a prospect.
Hmm?
You got a prospect.
Right. So we researched a list of qualified prospects, and we wrote a script, and then I had him practice a bit. And then he went off and started making some calls,
mm-hmm.
5 a day, every day of the week. And by the end of the first week, he had 1 excellent prospect and a few really warm leads that he was going to keep in touch with.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say that more than anything, he got over his fear of cold calling and understands how the momentum of doing it every day helps to get you to do it.
Mm-hmm. So you call that telling stories, and I don't have a problem with that. But believe it or not, that's exactly what a similar situation close is.
So are you saying I didn't make this up?
No, I'm not saying you didn't make it up. I'm saying that this is not, you know, obviously it's something really smart people would come up with, is what I'm saying. See, how you like the way I got out of that, folks? 20 after, we're going to be right back with our good friend Elise Benin. You can't pin me down. I'm pretty slippery. We'll be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Here's Chicago to take us out.
Waiting for the break of day. Searching for something to say.
We're back. 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and thanks for joining us. Thanks for hanging around with us. Elise Benin is our guest. Elise, we desperately need to know how to contact you online.
Well, if that's the case, then you go to marketing-mentor.com. www.marketing-mentor.com.
And they can find out more about how you help people like your copywriting client.
Can't yes, you? And they can especially sign up for my quick tips from Marketing Mentor, which I send out every 2 weeks.
All right. Hope you'll do that, folks. And that's at marketing-mentor.com. What are some other things that you're working on these days to help people make sure that they put their best foot forward, Elise?
Well, I'm actually working on a revision to PR for Dummies. And so I'm thinking a lot about, you know, kind of new PR tools like blogs and RSS and podcasting and all of that. So that's why I was interested when you said at the beginning about your new blog. I want to hear about that.
Yeah. Our blog is something we've been working on for a long time. And it's on the website there, folks, at smallbusinessadvocate.com or jbsba.com. But, yeah, this is a whole new... It's a whole new world, and it's just exploding, isn't it, Elise, on the different ways that you can... The way I think of it, Elise, is it's a way of connecting with customers all these different things that we have. We have email marketing, opt-in email marketing, which is what we do with our newsletter, what you do with yours. We have the podcasting capability that some people do. We have the RSS, which is the really simple syndication, which we're learning more about, more and more about now. And the way I think of them, Elise, is it's sort of like if you are in a downtown metro area and your customers are coming to you, they can either call in, they can go to your website and go and find out about you, they can take a cab, they can take a train, they can take a car, or they can walk or ride a bike. These are just different ways for you to get to your customers and for them to get to you, aren't they?
I would say that's true, but and I'm one of these people that kind of resists something until I absolutely can't resist it anymore. And so I've kind of been that way with blogging, even though it's on my list of things to do eventually,
right?
Maybe sooner rather than later. But a blog is so much work.
Yep, it is.
Don't you think?
Oh, there's no question about it. And the only thing, you know, I think there are at least two kinds of blogs. One is a blog where, for somebody who would not have a website. Mm-hmm. For example, if somebody didn't have, if you were, let's say you were a personal services provider, you were a consultant, for example. Mm-hmm. You might not have as much information content for a website the way a retail store would have, for example. But a blog allows you to be more dynamic every day with your content, and it's a little handier. It's a lot handier actually to be dynamic, meaning to make adjustments every day. It's a lot handier that way, and also it allows you to, with RSS, with really simple syndication. And I don't want to sound like an expert on this because I'm not. I have folks here in my organization who are, but with RSS, people can subscribe to your blog, and every time you have something new on your blog, it sends them a little notice that you've got something new.
And it sends it to them via email?
Well, it sends it to them over the RSS program. And it's kind of like email, but it's not.
Right.
It's a little box that pops up, sort of like an email reminder. But anyway, the whole point is that, to me, I don't think it's a matter of this one's good, this one's bad, or email's going to lose to blogging, or email marketing is going to go away, and RSS is going to, you know, going to be the lead thing. I don't think that's it at all. I think it's that we're going to have people who want to be part of our community via email. We're going to have people who want to be part of our community via RSS, mm-hmm. and some who just want to go to our blog, and some who just want to go to our website.
Well, I would
agree. It's chocolate and vanilla. It's not either or. It's both and.
Right, and I would agree with you, but I see so many people who barely can make enough time to do the marketing that they have to do, much less be on a kind of daily schedule to create content. I'm just not sure how that's going to work.
It's not for everybody. But here's the thing. Here's the thing, Elise. You know that you yourself, every day, you write something or you have an idea that if you wrote it down would only be 200 words. And or maybe it'd be 1,000 words, but maybe today it's only 200 words. If you have a blog, and I'm not trying to sell blogs, but if you have a blog, you could go in there in the blog and type those 200 words, mm-hmm. and put it up, and your customers could go look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't even have to be, you know, it doesn't have to be a formal long newspaper article. It could just be an idea that you have.
Right. Yeah, I see that.
So, all right, you got 30 seconds. I'm going to give you the last 30 seconds, Elise.
Well, I don't know. You know, I'm just on the fence about it, and I know it's going to be something that we all, not all, maybe a lot of us do, because it definitely does drive traffic to a website.
Mm-hmm.
In a way that at this point no other tools are doing. So for search engine optimization or driving traffic, I think it's excellent.
The search engine is like blog, but here's the thing, Elise, and that's the reason we'll always need you, and that's because once you get the customers there, then you got to do something with them.
Right.
You got to close them and do business with them, and that's what you help folks with at marketing-mentor.com. Thanks, Elise. We'll see you next time. Quick break, right back with Kirk Chaffetz. Stay with us.
and you die.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.